Much of what you need to know about Texas House Speaker Joe Straus can be gleaned from the effusive praise he garners from liberal columnists in liberal Texas newspapers. Take this bit from Josh Brodesky of the San Antonio Express News, which follows Brodesky laying out the argument that conservative Republicans don't like Straus. That's why I say Joe Straus for president. Let's face it, 2020's fast approaching and the country sure could use his steady and thoughtful leadership that unifies people and serves the public with dignity, grace, pragmatism, and compassion. Yep, the politicos are right. In a statewide Texas GOP primary, Straus is doomed, but nationally, he just might be what we need. Joe Straus, 2020. As is always the case with leftists, including many who don't even realize they are of the left, dignity, grace, pragmatism, and compassion is what is used to describe agreeing with left-wing Democrats. To agree with the left and help along its agenda is lovely, while offering real opposition to the dehumanizing anti-liberty agenda of the left is obstructionist, extreme, dangerous, hateful, unwise, and the list goes on. Look at the record. Joe Straus is speaker because 11 liberal Republicans joined with the Democrat caucus when the House balance was tight to elect him. Straus does the most to block passage of meaningful, standard, mainstream, decades-old Republican platform issues, and Straus gets more praise in the liberal press than other top GOP officials combined. You must be beyond thick-headed to not understand that Joe Straus is an effective tool of the left in a politically conservative state. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.